Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Morning.
Howdy. How we doing?
I'm
Thursday in studio, not at Warrior.
Warm in here.
We'll be back there, though.
It's abnormal temperature is what it is.
Do miss the grilled cheese,
though. It's at least an acceptable work environment is what I would say. Yes, acceptable. How you doing? Good?
Doing well.
You thought any more about that phone call between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady since it happened or the news came out yesterday in the 1 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
So we've heard since that the call did not take place yesterday. Or sorry, it didn't take place on Tuesday.
Now, that's what Schefter said, but Curran is still saying it did. I thought I saw him on the early edition, I think. And he's still, it took place.
Sticking to his guns.
Yeah.
That it was
good.
Not that it matters.
It doesn't matter, does it?
I mean, I don't think those, was it Tuesday? Was it Monday night? Who cares? Let's assume that all these guys are right.
It's a phone call that took place since the combine. Let's call it for what that is.
I'd be surprised if all these people are wrong. Karen, Tommy Curran, Schefter.
Jimmy.
Like, there's no way they're all wrong.
Right.
Right? The call took place. That we know. Have you thought more about it, though? I have. I have a few questions. Number one, how often does this happen where Bill Belichick talks to a free agent or impending free agent on his roster? And I don't know the answer to that. Curious to know it, though. Ted Johnson has shared his story of Bill reaching out to him one season trying to restructure his deal, working around his agent, not calling the agent, but calling the player directly. So it's not unheard of. I just wonder, how often does this situation come up where the coach calls the player directly? Let's compare it to someone else. Do we think the same has happened for Devin McCourty?
That's what I was just going to say. I wanted to get Devin on a truth-o-meter, get Hightower on a truth-o-meter, get Wes Walker. Remember when Wes Walker took his little visit, and they told him go test the market. How about Julian Edelman? The guy that you saw with Tom Brady and Jimmy Fallon at his, right? Jimmy Fallon the other day. They told that guy go check the market and come back. It's a good question, though. But isn't it different with Brady? Or shouldn't it be? I mean, that's been your quarterback for 20 years.
Well, the Patriots have always... I shouldn't say they've always prided themselves... We've always operated under the belief that they know the market as well as anyone. They know the market for players and what they're going to receive. The Brady thing, that's what's different. I think someone might lose their mind with Brady and the market.
Yeah.
Yep. It's tough to know what the market is. What's the comp? What's the comp on Brady?
Well, hold on. Because like I think Bedard and Giardi are the only ones to say it looks like it's going to be a soft market for Brady. With everything else you hear from the guys like Darlington, now all of a sudden you got eight-plus teams interested, right? And then Silver jumping in it and Curran with the San Francisco stuff. Now where the hell did that one come from? Like, well, it's another team.
The reason why I ask, happen regularly is because it's been described that Bill was on the call business as usual, right? if these calls happen with all veteran impending free agents, then I can understand why it would seem it is business as usual.
Okay, well, if it's business as usual, the process down there operates as this. When the season's over, you have a physical and you have an exit interview with your positional coach and then the head coach. It's been like that since Bill Parcells was there. We did it with Pete Carroll. We did it with Bill. I know Bill does that. Does he do that with Brady? Did they have an exit interview after they got popped by Tennessee? Or did you say, well, we'll talk down the road. We're good. Because if it's business as usual, the conversation I think would go as well. We still have your rights too, as you know. You know, you're still part of this team. Is he getting fed the CBA thing again?
For two more weeks. I mean, that would be useless.
Well, I know
to say
that. Hey, Tom, I know we're reaching out here, and as you know, I mean, we're talking here. But
no, but Bill has sent veterans out into the free agent market before, and has said, "Well, yeah, you know, I know you're a free agent. I know what that looks like."
You think he told him that? Go test.
Go out there and take a look. Ooh. You know, it wouldn't be the first time he's done that.
Okay.
And so my question about how often do these calls take place? If he's done this a bunch with veteran free agents, then I could see how, you know, somehow Tom Brady, who clearly believes that he is not like every other free agent, because he isn't.
Well, he isn't.
Would say, wow, you know, I didn't get any sort of special treatment from Bill, because it is obvious that a big part of Tom Brady possibly returning to New England is that he wants to have his ass kissed by Bill Belichick. That is becoming abundantly clear, because we know, at least it is my opinion. Do you really believe Bill Belichick leaked it? That these two had a phone conversation this week?
No.
Do you really believe that?
No.
Who the hell would believe that?
Okay.
It's Brady. So Brady's talking again. Brady's been doing a lot of talking without saying all anything right. himself this offseason, as you can tell. So why? The next question is, what is Brady's motivation to let the world know or somebody know that they talked and that it didn't go well? He's either laying groundwork to leave.
It's availability.
Or it's begging the owner to get involved. It's one of the two.
Okay, so that's where it gets dangerous, I think, because I think Roberts played it perfectly. And I think Roberts is a smart guy. I think this is going to be up to Bill, because if Roberts steps in, this could be the beginning of the end of Robert and Bill together. Like, you asked the question, what, a week or two ago, if you had to pick one or the other, which one are you keeping? And we all agree, you're keeping the head coach, right? So if Tom let this out of the bag, that it's business as usual, I would think that would piss Bill off, meaning, okay, that would fray the relationship more. Because there's nothing more important to Bill than keeping things tight and keeping things within the walls.
Is it a last-ditch effort to stay?
It might be.
And get the attention of the owner. Not that he couldn't do, you know, directly appeal to him himself, but is it the public pressure that he feels someone's going to need to act on it? Was Brady putting this out there? Were his people putting it out there, hoping for some sort of major panic to set in across New England with football fans? If that was the plan, it didn't happen. It didn't. There's been little to no reaction to it.
Okay. So
none.
I've talked to a lot of people on this, inside and out, and everybody's still scratching their head on this. But I think they are preparing for him to leave. I think it's, you asked me 3 months ago, that's not a reality. Like, he's staying. They're going to figure it out. They're going to stay. Like, it's getting to the point now where we're under 10 days. Like, okay, it's, what are we going to do if he leaves? What are we actually going to do if Bill's telling him to do what Hightower and Edelman have done? And, you know, Hightower had that nice little birthday cake. The Jets sang him happy birthday, or was that in Pittsburgh? I can't remember which one. Nobody has controlled the market or landscape or this league more so than Tom Brady over the last month. We did Radio Row. He was the talk of Radio Row. He was the talk of the Super Bowl. He was the talk of the Combine. How about all these other quarterbacks? Have they landed anywhere? No, everybody's waiting to see.
I'd like to give you another theory. Another theory on what this could be, too.
This is different than all other free agents Bill has dealt with.
The other theory could be that Bill does not regularly call veteran free agents, that he is making an exception for Tom Brady because he is Tom Brady. And if he had made that exception to, out of the blue, pick up the phone, call Tom, schedule a call, whatever it might be, to talk to Tom Brady. If that happened, was he instructed to do it? And was that already ownership interjecting in this, saying, guys, let's try and get on the same page. Let's try and have open lines of communication. Let's have a conversation about things. Why don't you give him a call? Why don't you guys call each other? Let's see if we can find a middle ground here and have that conversation where you state the things you think you want and what you need, Tom, and we'll see if there's any common ground there. Yeah. And then they found out there was no common ground, and Bill is not going to change who he is or how he operates. And he did it as a courtesy because he was asked to do
right.
it by his boss.
And some people don't operate well under those circumstances where they're not good. They're not good verbally expressing themselves. But I think Bill's fantastic when he wants to be. Like the Mona Lisa Vito press conference. Like if he wants to put a message out there, he can do it. I know he loves the email and he loves the text. Felger's the same way. You've worked with Felger. They don't want to talk. You guys don't want to talk that much of him, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to email. We're going to text. Are Bill's horse blinders, football-wise, on so much? And there's something I remember. Remember the Josh McDaniels scenario where it was talked about they were preparing for the Super Bowl for 2 weeks. The assumption was Josh was leaving. He was going to be the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts. Not once did Bill ever talk about that job with them. All they did was talk about Super Bowl prep those 2 weeks. Almost to the point where Josh is, I'm packing my box, got 1 foot on the plane, and something happened, and he didn't get on that plane, and he came back, and then it was Bill and Robert publicly at Davio's, right? Let's go have dinner in front of everyone. And then Josh is back. That was a weird sequence. And it was, okay, I was leaving. Nobody said anything about it. Maybe I should leave. Maybe I shouldn't. Is Brady the same way? Or is Bill so focused on working kids out from Middle Tennessee State that I'm getting all the stuff done prior to the draft here. We got free agency coming up. Okay, yeah, let's get to Tom now. And maybe that's the way he operates. I got to think it's different with Brady, though, right?
617-779-0985. What do you think that call was all about? Why'd that call happen? Is that normal? Does it happen all the time?
In the end, we have to make the decisions that we feel are best for the football team.
Do the calls happen all the time, or is this an exception for Tom Brady? And if it is, why did it happen? What was the motivating factor behind the phone call happening this week, whenever it did happen?
I have no idea. You'd have to talk to those teams that are involved with.
More on Tom Brady, including him speaking yesterday to Dana White on the phone. We'll get to that next.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Thank you, my brother. Now, listen, the question everybody wants to know. Now, first of all, I'm a Boston guy through and through. I want you to go with the Patriots. But let me make my last pitch. Las Vegas would love to have you here at the Raiders. The stadium, the facility is incredible. The training facility that they have outside of Vegas is unbelievable. It's a 45-minute flight from L.A. Your kids and your family can live there. You can fly back and forth. We want you to come to the Raiders. I've been pitching you now for a month. I love you, too. Come on, brother. Get to Vegas.
Thanks, man. I know it's been a lot of patience for me. And obviously being where I've been for 20 years, it's been an amazing experience. And I don't know what the future holds right now. I'm just trying to be patient through this process, my first time going through it.
I love you, man.
I love you, man.
I love you, Dana. I love you, Tom.
I like them fights he started. We put them guys in the ring and beat the hell out of each other.
Dana White.
I like when they put the elbow in his neck.
Tom Brady.
All right.
Yesterday.
It's an audience.
I'm sure
call.
The community leaders of Las Vegas love that. You don't even have to live here. Your wife and kids don't have to live here. I know you don't want to live here, but come play football here. They can live in L.A. It's hot.
How far outside the city is the training facility? It's a really nice facility outside the city. Like, you don't want to be downtown. You want to be outside the city.
I have a serious question about the Raiders quickly before I get into this conversation, and that is, do the Raiders actually have the cash for Tom Brady? I'm dead serious. Do they have the money for Tom Brady right now? And I have a question. Did the
yes,
CBA?
They do.
Well,
have you seen this story?
I know it's related to that story. So give me a moment. I have two questions here. Number one, did the CBA remove? I've not read anything on this. I've not seen anything on this. Did the CBA remove the vested escrow money for free agents when you guarantee money.
Burt Breer has a whole 450-page document link, so if you want to get your binders out and your Wells Report highlighters, you can.
I want someone else to find it for me. That's what I really want.
You're talking about the...
So, for example,
like
when Kirk Cousins went to Minnesota and he got a guaranteed contract, what was the money on that?
28 per year. 84 years guaranteed.
All right, $84 million guaranteed. Under the rules in the NFL forever, going back, I don't know, 40 years, when you have a guaranteed deal like that, and this dates back to the time when the league wasn't exactly on stable footing, but you have to put all the guaranteed money into an escrow account. Like, you have to have the cash on hand. The Raiders, meanwhile, have struggled with money over the last few years. They've been the closest team to bankruptcy, according to some reports, and they just are in the process now of making a move to Vegas. Do you know what they did in Vegas? They were given land by the county to build their complex on, their team facility. A couple of weeks ago, they sold the land to someone else. They built the facility. It's there. They built their facility, and then they turned around and sold the land that it's on to someone else while also signing a lease during the process. They sold the land that was given to them for nothing for $185 million.
That's
sold
smart
it,
business.
And then turned around, and with the part of the deal was the people that bought the land signed the Raiders to a lease to be able
maybe
to,
they're
lease,
trying
the,
to, establish
to lease to lease their own building back from the new owner so that they could have $185 million. And a lot of people out there in Vegas, you know, a few people, I shouldn't say a lot because most people don't give a damn, but some people are saying, wow, this seems so unethical and fraudulent on the part of the Raiders to do this. And I think a lot of people see it and think, oh, filthy, greedy, rich NFL owner trying to, you know, rob the public. I think they may have done it because they don't have money, because they're broke. And it wasn't that they did it because they wanted to make more money. It's because they didn't have any money and they were running out of options. And they needed the $185 million for whatever it is. So that's a real question.
Rebuild your damn stadium in Oakland if you had cash. You know, fix that thing up with that fan base.
Yeah. Jesus. They have the cash on hand for some sort of $90 million deal that people want to sell. 330 and they'll go over the top for them. I don't know. Do they have it?
They got 180.
They might need it for something else.
The training facility, by the way,
from
what I can tell, is about 11 miles from the stadium. The stadium is...
right downtown, man.
Right
on the edge.
No, downtown is like North Las Vegas. Okay. It's right on the edge. It's
but like from pictures, it looks like it's like there on the strip.
It's near Mandalay Bay, in terms of, you know, the closest thing it's to. So like the south end of the strip and then a little further west. But the training facility is down the expressway, like 10 miles south of town, like way down near.
You've been there. I mean, is that good or bad? I don't know. I've been to Vegas once.
It seems like a long ways away to have your. I don't know how other teams in the league do it. Do you normally have a
Dolphins,
training?
Dolphins are like that.
Some teams have pretty decent distance between their stadium. And
Dolphins are more than 10 miles.
Where they go to work every day.
And it is very close to an executive airport. It is right next to the Henderson Executive Airport, the training facility, whereas the stadium is much closer to McCarran, which is the big airport everybody flies into.
So, in addition to this is a side topic. I don't know if you know this already. My brother was in Vegas last week, and he said he talked to a couple of people there that were talking to him about the new stadium.
Yeah.
It's not going to have very much parking.
Oh.
He said less than 3,000 spaces.
Oh, it's like Jacksonville. That's
he
fine.
Said they want everyone to like walk like Jacksonville. There or take an Uber.
Yeah, it's like Jacksonville.
He said, what are they doing? Less than 3,000 spaces.
So my brother-in-law was there for convention, too, and he said they're like walkways going over the road.
Like,
but
yeah,
it is walkable from...
said no parking. No parking at the new place.
Maybe they're going to have hotel deals where you could stay downtown. Casino chips.
That's not a bad walk in a late August preseason game.
No, you might be melted on the side of the road before you ever get to the game.
Yeah, it's far.
Yeah.
It's like anyone who's been to Vegas and you're like, oh, let's walk down to MGM Grand. It's not that far. I can see it from here.
It's that far.
It's far. Huh. And then you're, yeah, that's...
wow. No parking. Yeah,
wow. What about all the locals who said they wanted to support the team and they wanted to?
No idea. I have no
don't
idea.
Don't they want to drive to the game?
I don't know what their plans are to get people to the game.
It looks like there's barren lots like around it. What do you mean it don't have parking?
Because it's all planned for development.
Oh boy,
it's not there for parking. Yes,
it's probably like down there by Warrior, like all that stuff popping up around Warrior.
Good luck. So Brady talks to Dana White and tells him he's going to be patient. He's going to go through the process. I hear him speak on that call.
It's an odd answer, isn't it?
I feel like he's trying to say, I'm testing the market.
Yeah.
That's the tone of the conversation. I've never been through this
before.
Even
the way he phrased it, I'm showing patience. It's a weird answer. Jim, can you play the answer to it again?
He's a warrior.
It's odd. I'm patient. I've had a lot of patience. Really? Has it been that trying?
Man, I know it's been a lot of patience for me. And obviously being where I've been for 20 years, it's been an amazing experience. And I don't know what the future holds right now. I'm just trying to be patient through this process, my first time going through it. And in the meantime, I'm going to spend a lot of time with my family over the next 10, 12 days. And we got a little vacation plan, which I'm looking forward to.
Vacation, Hardy.
Good for you, my brother. We can't wait to find out where you're going. And good luck with everything. And thank you for your time, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. We'll do this live one other time once we get this whole technical difficulty thing worked out.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
You too. See you.
That was FaceTime Live?
It's nice.
Facebook Live?
Instagram.
Instagram Live. He's big into the Instagram Live, so there's something involved there monetarily to where they're going to do a certain amount of hits live to where they can pump the videos and that.
Well, they're influencers, yeah. As you know.
Money talks.
Yeah.
What do you think? He just wanted to do the Syracuse game for the hell of it? That's a good game to go see.
Oh, you think he got paid? By who? Who paid him? Explain that to us. Who paid Tom Brady to go to the game?
There's jets available and spoke to the team, right? Head coach made you speak to the team.
Okay.
That guy just doesn't like just throw it together on a Saturday.
Okay, so Syracuse paid him to go?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I would think they did.
You would expect all of us to know that Syracuse paid
Tom Brady to show up at the game? This guy doesn't blink unless he gets paid.
I think Zoe just thinks wherever he is doing something, he's getting paid for it.
I've done some things with him, and he gets paid. Like, he ain't doing it for nothing.
It's like Zoe.
What do you think? He's going to see. Let me ask you this. Was Syracuse and Carolina ranked number 1 and 2?
No.
No, not their greatest years, right? Kind of an odd game to go to, right? Just out of the blue.
Nice part of the country in February.
Sure is.
Early March.
How windy was it Saturday and cold? Boo. We were getting all that stuff that they had like the day before. Yeah. Come on. It's time. He's going on vacation next week. He's been working. What day did they get?
Where was this on Monday when I was laughing at Tom Brady for going to the game? And yeah, laughing at how
first
openly,
thing I thought Saturday.
He openly like, FaceTimed Mike Vrabel from the stands.
Front row and center. I mean, it's a plan. Come on.
For payment.
I don't think it's for S's and giggles.
I don't know.
I don't think that's
maybe
what that guy wants to do for 4 hours on his Saturday is sit there and get hounded and tapped by people. Hey, how you doing? Where are you going? Put him on camera. Yeah, I'm going to go. It's going to get me out there. And plus, I'm going to make some money. Let's get it done.
And Jules, I said Jules, Tom Brady goes to the Garden because he's a fan of the Bruins and Celtics, and he actually goes, but you don't know it because he doesn't put himself on television. He sits in a booth.
That's being a fan. That's wanting to go to the game.
Well, I don't know that they have luxury boxes at the Carrier Dome.
No, but
my recollection is they don't.
Yeah. When you enjoy watching the Celtics or Bruins and you quietly want to go do it and not be, pestered, you do that way.
No, I have to look that up.
Sitting front row and center and dealing with all these people, that's part of the deal, man.
Seems like you'd be really far away from the court at the Carrier Dome if it was a luxury box.
No, you know what? They do have boxes at the Carrier Dome. Oh. They do.
Where do you think they're going on vacation, Hardy? You gotta fill the tank up.
You think Giselle will have a picture on her Instagram of Brady diving off the back of a boat when he's on vacation?
I hope so.
That'd be the ultimate troll.
I hope he's going on vacation.
Why is that a troll?
Montana
last year. Or the
No, Bill jumped off a dock.
Oh, I thought that was the back of a boat.
Floating square dock.
He should find a dock.
All right, same thing then. Yeah,
he should find a square dock.
You know
and
what
dive
it is
off
too?
It like Bill.
You know what it is? Remember Brady was in. Remember when he was suspended? He was in a French Riviera with the white jeans laying on the back of the boat.
Yeah.
Then Bill did it off the dock, and now it's like who's going to counter it? Like, what's Brady going to counter?
I remember you and I did an event with him the day he got back from the French Riviera. And we said, oh, how was the vacation? And he's looking at us like, what do you guys know about my vacation? And so goes, oh, the pictures are everywhere. And he goes, what pictures?
Sweet white pants, bro.
He had no idea. What pictures?
Oh,
he's like, dude, I just got home. What pictures?
I wonder if they decided where to go. Where were you guys going on vacation this year? Montana, Costa Rica. Oh, we better talk about this.
You're gonna use your bad leg when you push off this time to jump. Show them how strong you are.
You remember it's the magazine articles, like the video article. We saw a disagreement between the couple that was not staged whatsoever.
Over under, within the next 2 weeks, will there be pictures of them on horseback? I'll say yes.
Let's get to your calls on this. Brady
over under them
yesterday on a phone call with Dana White. Brady yesterday reportedly having spoken with Bill Belichick. What was that all about? Let's get your thoughts on it. On the phone lines here, and I have an answer. Thanks to our listener, Matt Johnson. Matt Johnson sent something over for us. He has the answer on the CBA and the money in the CBA as it relates to guaranteed cash. We'll tell you that answer coming up. Here's the headlines with Hardy.
Be honest. Wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your workday on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My understanding has been that the lines of communication have not been completely closed here. In fact, I'm told that Tom Brady has spoken with owner Robert Kraft. But Kraft is not the guy making the football decisions. That all falls on Belichick. So until they actually sit down face-to-face, Belichick presents an offer, a plan for how they move forward. It's very difficult to peg exactly how this is all going to play out.
Ben is in Canton today. Hi, Ben.
How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I got a question for you guys.
All right.
That's what we're here for.
Okay. A lot's been reported about Brady over and over and over, and I get it. That's talk of the town here. It's going to be until it's all settled out. Answer me this one question. This reporter from the Herald, how does she know the conversation didn't go well?
She wasn't on the call. She didn't listen to the call. That's someone describing the call to her. And there's only
okay.
two.
Who do you think? Who could that possibly be?
Who do you think it could be? It's one of two people.
I'll say this. It's not the player. And it's not the actual head coach, and it's not the actual player.
Okay, but which side of that conversation is telling others about the call?
It's Brady's. Brady.
So is it secondhand information?
Yes.
Third hand, yes.
Okay.
It is. It's not like one of these reporters were on the call.
Okay, so is the telephone call with Belichick. If anybody was ever found out to have reported that stuff, they'd lose their job.
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
The one that's her job is to report stuff.
What are you talking about exactly?
All right.
Reported what stuff?
What call with Bill? Brady let it out and Bill knew it. Like, you're out of here.
All right. We heard that there was a conversation between Brady and Belichick, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Who would know that?
Okay. All right. Ben, the people on the call would know that. And the people close to the people on the call would know that as well.
I don't think he said report. I think he said record.
Okay.
Like, he thought the call was recorded.
No, the call is not recorded.
Now, I thought
thinks that the call was recorded.
I took it as Bill would never say anything to anybody about it. And then all of a sudden it gets out that they talked. Now Bill's pissed because Tom let it out. But I don't think it gets to the point where it'd be so pissed off Bill would say, get the hell out of here. I'm done dealing with this. when you drop in little hints. Bill knows how to play the game. Bill lets out stuff to people, too.
Of course he does.
Okay? So Bill knows it's going to be part of the game. This is part of the negotiation back and forth.
I would interpret this report as this is someone close to Tom Brady speaking to the media again and describing it as not going well.
Now,
and saying there was a conversation and that it didn't go well.
Okay, now when people hear that, they were screaming at each other. No, that doesn't mean that.
No, it didn't go well according to one side, on the call. So Brady may not have gotten what it was he wanted out of the call, and therefore
numbers.
His people are describing it as having not gone well.
Right. Bill could be saying, yeah.
Bill might have gotten off the call, and he might be thinking, no, that was a pretty good call. I thought that was a great call. Good to talk to Tom.
To what Schefter
and
said,
so
business
course,
as usual.
Of course, you know, to hear that description, that is a subjective. That is subjective is what it is. And that's why in the report, it doesn't say the call did not go well. It says, according to a source close to the situation, they described the call as having not gone well.
Who would know that?
The people that were on the call and their friends. Yeah. We'll call them friends to make this easy. The people close to them. When Brady puts this out there, how do you think that plays with Bill now? Well, what is this? Tom?
Initially,
we can't even talk on the phone now. Initially, without us having to put this in the press.
Initially, pisses him off, and furthers the point of Brady really doesn't care about the relationship.
That is alarming, is it not?
Like, I'm going to just put it out. Like, hey, we're playing this game. I'm going to put it out there. But 20 years in, I know what he thinks of me. He knows what I think. I mean, it's we're business partners.
Is that a bad look in some ways?
A little bit.
You've been together for 20 years. You might have your differences. You may have been fighting with each other in recent years. But to put it out there in the media, and almost, I mean, immediately within 48 hours of the phone call happening, whether it was Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's out there and you have people describing it as not having gone well.
And it's
sort of rude.
And San Francisco may totally not be true, but like, and Bill's going to be like, now you're going to bring freaking Jimmy back into this? Like, weren't we past this? Now San Fran's involved? Or I didn't even talk to Lynch? That could be the case too. Or maybe it's not. Now we get to sit here and pull our hair out for the next 2 weeks as he gets to go on vacation. Got a nice little family vacation. Like Fred Tutcher.
He's going to fill the bucket.
Yep.
Are you upset with him going on vacation? Sounds like you're upset with him going on vacation.
I think Zoe's just mad that he
I'm upset.
Go on
I'm
vacation
upset. Like,
week.
You do the call with here you are, Dana, why are you doing a call? And now I just don't. You know what? I got a nice little vacation planned for all the fans. I'll be back, but I'm good. We're going to enjoy time with the family. What have you been doing?
Guy is in Boston. Guy.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. I would like to know what Bill Belichick exactly means when he says he does the best for the team. When he screwed them out of the Super Bowl with Philadelphia, he got rid of Garoppolo when Cleveland wanted to give him first round. Where is he doing? And if I was Tom Brady's father, I'd say get as far away from Bill Belichick as you can. I'd play for the New Way Sweepers.
Did Bill Belichick lose that team after they lost to the Philadelphia Eagles?
What team did he name there? The Sweepers?
Sweepers.
That's what I thought I heard.
Sleepers.
I thought he said sweepers. Something like that. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I don't think Bill lost the team after the Eagles lost. They came back and won it.
Okay. So we told you yesterday that Hardy had been working on a little something.
I haven't heard this.
A little piece of production for coronavirus. We've obviously done our best
to keep you
up to date on coronavirus. I have another listener email. Another thoughtful listener email. We had one yesterday from a
guy in Scotland.
A listener in Scotland who's studying abroad. We have another student today who checks in with us and wants to let us know what he's doing to prep for coronavirus. We also have some recommendations from Dr. Oz and some production from Hardy that we are going to play, and Zoe and I haven't heard it yet, so we're just going to enjoy this all
Hardy's
together.
One of the best production guys at the station, if not the best.
But T-Bone and Jim listened to it this morning, and they lost their minds listening to it, so I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, it's not good.
Think about it. Good Morning Football, the Who Man song. Hardy's been so good at all this.
Yeah, this
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
This one doesn't work on any level.
That's all coming up next.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
First, our introduction. Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Black rain.
Black days. Fella black on days. Black days.
This is good production here.
Well, this is arguably the greatest rock and roll album of the 90s. So, yeah, this did have good production on it. Got an email from CT.
What's up, CT?
He says, sup, Beatles, Owen Hardy.
What's up?
He says, so I'm in the fine business of being a high school janitor. Typically, there is a cleanup process that you do to stay healthy in that environment. So he says, now when I am finished working and get home, it's a total disinfect like you would not believe.
Wait a second. Are we talking coronavirus?
Yeah, but
shouldn't we play the intro?
What you've made is an intro for this.
For our corona, our discussion about the virus.
Jim, what is it? I sent it to you and Tom. What is it?
It's a minute and a half long. It's a long intro.
Let me finish the email and then we'll get to your intro. It says, laundry is doubled, cell phone breakdown and clean, hand sanitizer to the max, shower, then more sanitizer.
Uh-huh.
I am pretty sure that by doing this, I am killing my immune system to fight off getting sick.
Right.
Someone sneezes, I run. It's an eye-opener of fearing the following. Door handles, sinks, pens and pencils, tables, books, chairs, instruments, light switches, anything in the cafeteria.
Think about all those high school perverts and bathrooms.
He goes, absolutely forget about the gym and wrestling room, locker rooms. What? High school bathrooms might be the grossest place in the world.
Thank you.
He says, coffee cups is a big thing with the plastic tops. You end up triple gloving to handle everything, anything and everything, and then you disinfect. School vacations are brutal because all of these family trips to who the hell knows where.
Thank you.
He says, we had voting the other day.
A lot of people
using the same pens or touch screens. When you're done at your job, you fear touching your car door handle and steering the wheel. Anyway, good talk. See you out there. See you.
I feel better just getting it off my chest. Bye.
I always wondered this about the high school janitors. Like, and I would always be around the high schools. My dad was like the AD. Sometimes you open the wrong door and there's a janitor's closet. You look in. You know that bucket's on wheels with the mop in it and the
of course
the handle you pull? The water's always in it.
Yeah, it's gross.
When do they change that or do they never change it and just keep dumping Lysol in and scrub it and put the mop back in? Because you never really clean the mop once the mop's wet. That mop never dries. It always stays
in. It's like
in
your
bucket.
Pool. You add chemicals and it becomes clear.
Yeah.
There's always chemicals in there killing.
They never change the water.
All right, so let's get to this. This would be Hardy's new intro that we will use for coronavirus.
I think we should play it.
Play it
shut
first.
The mics off, play it all the way through, and then just evaluate.
All right, so don't talk.
Yeah,
over.
Because your voices are part of this.
Okay, we'll shut the microphones off and play it. You get anything on coronavirus today? This seems like a good point in the show for that.
Well, it's interesting. Because I'm sort of starting with, if you would get quarantined here, I could see like the on-air people being required to come in.
Where it began.
It's believed this new virus
I can't begin to know it,
was transmitted from an animal.
But then I know it's growing strong.
Why do you always put your fingers in, chomping up stuff, stirring stuff?
Wasn't the spring.
Now worried about booking their spring vacations.
And spring became the summer.
Growing coronavirus concern.
Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Do we have advice for what he can do to protect himself?
Hands.
Yeah.
What's your advice?
Touching hands.
Really hot water with a lot of soap. A
lot of soap.
Reaching out.
I mean, you might delay the inevitable, but.
Touching me.
My advice is.
Touching you.
It's just, it's going to be very hard to not get it.
Damn coronavirus. You are much worse than the flu.
Achoo.
My corona.
What if Mass comes in? You know, he's always eating soup. Going to soup kitchens. Mass likes soup and eating with his hands.
What is that?
I don't know. I told you I didn't know what it was.
What the hell was that?
He just started and kept going.
I couldn't stop. It doesn't
the
work.
The My Corona. When did you do that? When did you do that?
Oh, piece? After I saw the Weird Al tweet. After I saw the Weird Al tweet.
And I texted back to you when he said, I'm not doing it. I wrote, my, achoo.
Right. It doesn't work on a continuity level,
no,
on a logic level,
none
or
of those
as a
things.
Functionality level.
Hardy, that's the worst production you've ever done.
I told you.
It's so bad, it's great.
Like, it's intern level, like when the intern just sort of throws stuff in there that you're like, what's that doing in there?
It's like
the
Phil Spector rolling sound, just keep
random,
throwing more crap on it.
The news reports?
You need to add to that. You need to just keep adding.
Yes.
I don't know why it's
stuck. Back on another piece. Yeah. Like those experimental Beatles albums that were
convinced
that people tell you are so great. No, just crap. Throw some more weird crap in there.
Right.
It's believed this new virus.
I can't. How's Clever Boy in it?
Was transmitted from an animal.
Where'd you get Clever Boy? They said, look at you, Clever Boy.
This needs to continue with more added every single day.
You do the Beatles.
Oh, my God.
I want to touch you.
My Corona.
How many times did you do achoo at home?
Before
you
got that's six tracks.
Wow.
That's six layers.
Holy crap.
Why is that? I don't know what it is.
Dr. Oz is suggesting the following. That everyone, you know, the routine stuff. Get enough sleep. You need to exercise to improve improve your air quality. Get air filters in your house. Here's one that I didn't see coming. Meditate.
That's so stupid.
You can meditate to defend against coronavirus.
Why can't you just take a nap?
Hygiene-wise,
that's very TB12-like.
He says handshakes are canceled. Yeah. Eliminate face touching. Triple hand wash. Triple your hand washing time.
Don't lick your phone.
And disinfect surfaces. He also suggests this, Hardy. Preparation. Have a 2-week supply of essential items at home.
Told you.
Including household supplies such as toilet paper, soap, and detergent. Food. Shelf-stable pantry goods and freezer-friendly items. Stock up for 2 weeks.
I have a question. Why is toilet paper such a high priority? Like, who doesn't have enough toilet paper in a house that you can't last 2 weeks? What, do you go out every fourth day and buy toilet paper?
No, I think it's just something that you make sure. Like, don't be on your last roll and then get quarantined.
You got newspaper.
Newspaper.
I played with a guy that never had toilet paper. He wiped his butt. With newspaper.
Okay, you're going to need to provide a name for that. Initials, something.
What does it rhyme with? What does his name rhyme with?
It was Jeff Baldinger. It was Brian Baldinger's brother.
Okay, there's that.
He was nuts.
Damn coronavirus. You are much worse than the flu.
Achoo.
Here's what you need to be taking for supplements, though. Zinc. So vitamin C.
I do that enough now.
Vitamin C. Dr. Oz said vitamin C.
Vitamin C. Along with...
do you need a doctorate for that?
Along with enough vitamin D3 in your diet.
Okay.
Eat more fish.
Just, I mean, as
fruits,
a doctor...
vegetables.
As a doctor, if you have no vitamin C in your diet, like none, right?
I don't
drink
orange
vitamin
juice.
C... That's a water-soluble vitamin. So
if
you take more than what your body can handle, it comes out in your urine.
No, it does no
good. The zinc is real. The zinc has been proven. Zinc actually has some science behind it. But loading up on like thousands of milligrams of vitamin C is nonsense.
He's saying make sure you get 250 milligrams twice daily if you are sick.
Okay. If you're not getting anything, the vitamin C helps your immune system. But people are like, I got those 500 tablets. Yeah. I'm popping them like Pez. It's not doing you any good. You know what does you good? If you're taking it with water and you drink more fluids, Now that might do something. That's why, remember Airborne? Remember the big Airborne?
Oh, yeah. You take
scandal?
Before you get on a plane.
Yeah. All garbage.
I still
all nonsense.
That.
Echinacea, golden seal, vitamin C. Nonsense, nonsense, nonsense.
What about the
droplets? That's why they had
tongue.
To stop claiming it did anything, because it doesn't do anything.
I used to pit up like crazy, and then I had the hand sweats, and I start taking zinc in it, and then the hand sweats goes away.
Zinc has, there's something about the cold or the coronavirus or something. If you use zinc in your nasal passages or as a lozenge, as it sticks to your passages in your throat, it's more difficult for the virus to adhere to your actual body.
So that's why snort zinc tablets.
Think of it like a Teflon coating for all the places where the virus can come in. That's why zinc has some provability to it and some effectiveness. But most of the other stuff, it's like Beatles said in that fabulous coronavirus production. It's going to be hard not to get it. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it.
It's like Murray said, we had a good run.
and you're not going to die.
Did Murray really have a good run?
It's still the old. Achoo! It's like, don't touch your face, right? That's never going to happen. You better keep your hands clean.
I touch my face all day.
Keep your hands clean.
Rub your face on the ground.
Better advice. Better advice. Did you happen to see the video that's circulating online of the health department, you know, whoever, whichever state was doing a press conference, who said, you know, you need to not touch your face, hands away from your face, and then proceeded to lick her fingers
your fingers.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.